This is episode 2313 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to a brand new series we're launching into this week. This week, you're going to be guided in meditations that have you taking a little pause to reflect on how you view success in your life. In fact, you're invited to live your life at 80%. You might have flinched when I said that. You might be thinking, oh no, I only live my life at 100%. And actually, I like to give 110% of my time, my energy. Whatever I do, I show up as my best. Well, when I lived in Asia, when I lived and studied in Japan in particular, I was introduced to this concept where you live your life at 80% and you allow that extra 20% to be a buffer, to allow you to remain in the present moment, to allow life to simply happen. So despite your best laid plans, if things turn out to be a flop, you allow that people, the weather, the world, events around you are not always within your control. So you learn to go with the flow a little more. You show up as your best, but you allow a little grace for yourself and others. Now, you may be familiar with this concept in business, especially as the Pareto principle. This states that for many outcomes, it is estimated roughly 80% of the consequences come from about 20% of the causes. That means that about 20% of your effort results in about 80% of the results you get. Well, for this week's series, you're simply going to focus on showing up and doing your best, but allowing that sometimes things don't always go as you planned. If you would like to explore this series a little more deeply, with longer guided meditations and a journal with a daily reflection question on it, as well as a slow down guide with a yoga posture customized for the theme, an herbal tea, and every single technique I share with you throughout the series right there at your fingertips, you can try the full week series for free at the Sip and Om meditation app. That's where you can always find a little more support. So now, as you get ready to do today's meditation, I want to share with you a quote from the book that we'll be following along with all week long. It is by the current Grand Tea Master in Japan. His name is Soshitsu Sen, the 15th. He wrote a book, which is one of my all-time favorite books, called Tea Life, Tea Mind. And I'll be sharing with you quotes that relate to this 80-20 concept. So he says, "Closing my eyes, I find green mountains and pure water within my own heart. Silently sitting alone and drinking tea, I feel these become a part of me." So wherever you are right now, whatever you're doing, take in your surroundings and allow whatever's happening to happen. As you sit up straight and close your eyes, begin to notice where you hold tension in your body. Know that you might not be able to completely release this tension, and that's okay. you can work with it. As you inhale through your nose, use your breath to create a little space, surrounding the tension with your breath. And as you exhale, release your breath through your nose and feel as though you're creating a little space where there's tension or tightness. Now bring to mind what you'd like to focus on this week. What part of your life could benefit from a little more grace and a little more peace in the way you do things? Maybe it's a relationship where you may feel irritated or even overlooked by someone. See if you can listen to this person more, or honor them a little more, or have more patience. Maybe you're worried about all that's going on in the world. See how it feels to allow whatever's happening to be as it is, and showing up as your best every single day to help make your world a little better. Notice the rhythm and flow of your breath as you inhale and exhale through your nose. Beautiful. Allow yourself to meditate for as long as you feel comfortable doing so. Meditate to the point where you can meditate a little longer. Always end your meditation there on a high note. You are so worth slowing down